We're going to be reading a story called Captain Bill Pinckney's Journey. Follow along in your book as I read the story out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear... Ready? Captain Bill Pinckney's Journey by Bill Pinckney.
Sailing Calendar. Left Boston, Massachusetts, August 5th, 1990. 8 sailing days. Arrived Bermuda, August 13th, 1990. Left Bermuda, August 21st, 1990. 53 sailing days. Arrived Salvador, Brazil, October 13th, 1990. Left Salvador, Brazil, November 9th, 1990. 34 sailing days. Arrived Cape Town, South Africa, December 13, 1990. Left Cape Town, South Africa, January 11, 1991. 56 sailing days. Arrived Hobart, Australia, March 8, 1991. Captain Bill stayed in Hobart, waiting for Australia's summer before setting sail again. Left Hobart, Australia, December 24, 1991. 63 sailing days. Arrived Punta del Este, Uruguay, February 25, 1992. Left Punta del Este, Uruguay, April 6, 1992. 10 sailing days. Arrived Salvador, Brazil, April 16, 1992. Left Salvador, Brazil, April 24, 1992. 27 sailing days. Arrived Bermuda, May 21, 1992. Left Bermuda, June 1, 1992. 8 sailing days. Arrived Boston, Massachusetts, June 9, 1992. Look at the drawing of a ship's clock.
When I was a boy, I dreamed about boats, so I started reading about boats. I will grow up to be Captain Bill, I said, and sail across wide oceans. I made a commitment, that's a powerful promise, to sail around the world in my own boat. When I grew up, I learned to sail. I read more about boats. I learned to use tools and fix equipment. I learned to use radios and radar. I studied geography and weather.
Boston Harbor.
I learned enough to be captain of my own boat. Today, I leave from Boston to sail around the world. I have said goodbye to dozens of Boston school children. They will talk with me by radio when I am at sea.
Captain Bill named his boat Commitment for his powerful promise.
I will sail Commitment across 3 oceans and touch 4 continents. My route is marked in orange.
This flat map of the round earth shows all of Captain Bill's journey. Charts are sea maps. Many are shown later in this book.
Commitment is a snug home. I do everything by myself.
Captain Bill talks to students by radio. He cooks his meals in the galley, the kitchen of the boat.
Day and night it sails along, even when I'm asleep.
On Wednesday nights, Captain Bill watches videos. Captain Bill sleeps in his bunk.
On the way to Bermuda, I meet a pilot whale that is curious about Commitment and me.
Whales are not fish. They are big mammals that swim to the surface to breathe air. Sailing day 3.
After sailing for 8 days, I see land. It is the island of Bermuda. far out in the Atlantic Ocean.
Houses on Bermuda have special roofs that collect rain for drinking and washing. Sailing Day 8.
Hooray! I am crossing the equator, the imaginary line between the northern and southern halves of the Earth. Sailors always have a party when they cross the line.
Northern Hemisphere, Equator, Southern Hemisphere. Sailing Day 47. Like Captain Bill, many sailors have had African ancestors. Paul Cuff was a ship owner in Marion, Massachusetts. Absalom Boston was captain of a whaling ship. His sailors were African Americans too. Captain Michael Healy's ship patrolled the icy coast of Alaska. Bill Pinckney was a U.S. Navy sailor for 8 years.
South America. In Salvador, Brazil, I meet children in a marching band, beating exciting rhythms on their drums.
Sailing Day 61. Macaws live high in the trees of the rainforest. Caimans live in swamps and rivers. The world's biggest rainforest is in South America.
I use the radio to talk with students almost every day. The students are following my voyage on their maps.
His route will take him 32,000 miles. Walking that far would take 1,067 days. If a car could drive over water, it would take 36 days. An airplane would take only 3 days. Commitment will sail it in 259 days.
"34 days after I leave Brazil, I sail into Cape Town, South Africa. 150 years ago, my ancestors were taken from Africa in slave ships. Today, slavery is against the law in almost every country."
Sailing Day 95. Captain Bill makes new friends in South Africa. The lion and the rhinoceros live in Africa.
Storm! Only 8 days away from Cape Town, Commitment is rolling and pitching in strong winds and waves.
Sailing Day 103.
This is no fun. The waves are as tall as apartment buildings. I hold on tight and hope the storm ends soon. The storm is over. I sail on to Tasmania, a part of Australia.
The Tasmanian devil is small but fierce. Sailing Day 151. The kangaroo bounces on its strong hind legs. The koala lives in eucalyptus trees and almost never touches the ground. The platypus has a duck bill and a beaver tail. It lays eggs like a bird. The kookaburra's voice sounds like silly laughing.
I leave Australia for the longest part of my trip, 52 days without seeing land.
A bird rests on Commitment. A hawksbill turtle swims by. Sailing Day 185.
I check my charts and listen to weather reports. Animals that live far from land are my only company.
White sharks live under the waves.
Cape Horn scares sailors. The winds howl, the waves are huge, and the weather is cold and rainy. Soon, I can turn north toward Boston. But now, I need all my skills to survive.
Sailing day 203. To make this trip, Captain Bill had to study math, geography, and science. Reading, however, was his most important skill.
I made it. I have kept my promise. I have made my dream come true.
Sailing day 259.
On the dock in Boston, some of the students who were my radio friends are waiting. I am so happy to be back. I have so many stories to share with them. And that's the end of the story.